Harper Audio presents Crush. Writers reflect on love, longing, and the lasting power of their first celebrity crush. By Kathy Alter and Dave Singleton. Read by Kaleo Griffith and Lindy Hauk.
Introduction. First crushes are enduring. It doesn't matter how old you are now, there's still an indelible image. The boy who sat behind you in math class, the girl who lived next door, every junior counselor at your summer camp, etched into your memory. Throw a celebrity into the mix, and there's a whole new level of potency. Maybe it was David Cassidy, making you feel like you didn't just think you loved him, you knew. Perhaps you stared at Farrah Fawcett and her red swimsuit poster on your wall until you were convinced she was the only girl for you. Both painfully real and wholly implausible, your first celebrity crush is a hormonal alchemy capable of producing, as evidenced coming up, poignant and funny stories that say much more about the admirer than the admired. Celebrity crushes change and mold us into the people we will become, shaping our ideals, fueling our fantasies, aiding and abetting our conquests, and leading us to, or away from, the people we meet and fall in love with decades later. Celebrities are our ideals in love, our best friends, our parental proxies, and more. They give us hope that we are lovable, popular, and gorgeous enough, as, one of us here once believed, for Sting to definitely spot us in the nosebleed section of Madison Square Garden. They offered us safe places, on the pages of Teen Beat magazine, in a darkened movie theater, or in front of the TV, nestled in a family of partridges, where we could try on and try out feelings. Removed from the anxiety of actually having to talk to these gods and goddesses, we could instead dream up conversations while staring at their images plastered to our bedroom walls. As one of our brilliant contributors writes, "What else is a crush but a repository of our own passions and unfulfilled real-life relationships?" And that is the role that celebrities play. They are both knowable yet distant, familiar and remote. It is this dichotomy that produces intense desire, but also, because our passions are never returned, we must eventually deal with crushing disappointment. And so we move on. Whether we feel the pull 8-year-old Stephen King felt seeing screen siren Kim Novak for the first time, or empathize with Jodie Picoult's crush on Donny Osmond, we understand their longing. Our parents may have called our first celebrity crushes puppy love, but for us, these crushes were our earliest approximation of love and demanded to be taken seriously. Sometimes our first celebrity crushes are the people we want to become. Ballet legend Mikhail Baryshnikov led Kimberly Dawn Newman to dance, and cartoon character Speed Racer turned Jamie Brissick into a champion surfer. James Franco saw in River Phoenix both the young man and the actor he wanted to become. This audiobook started with the two of us talking about our celebrity crushes, Donny Osmond and David Cassidy. The more we explored the origins of our crushes, the more we realized how much these celebrities had influenced us and how our stories were deeper than just fleeting fancy, which led us to wonder who influenced some of our own literary crushes. How did their crushes affect them? And what did they think about them long after the initial crush subsided? To find our contributors, we turned to the eternal question that Bo Diddley put to music. Who do you love? 38 of our favorites have shared with us their most profound first crushes. They bring together emotional heft, brilliant wordplay, and deep insight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?